second hour of Spingola Speaks. Mostly I seek out my guests. Other times the guests find me. This is the case with my guests this hour. I and other RBN hosts received a very gracious email describing a video entitled Behold a Pale Horse. I responded, and Anita, my guest this hour, kindly sent a video. I scheduled a program, and then I watched that video. And her name is Anita Untersee. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It is spelled Unterseee. And she is the director, the executive producer of the film Behold a Pale Horse, produced by Heartland Pictures. Her husband, Chuck, I believe it's her husband, Chuck Untersee, wrote and directed the film. It is not like Behold a Pale Horse that was written in produced in 1964. The website is beholdapalehorse.tv. And I think that this is a reference, Behold a Pale Horse, we're having trouble getting her, unfortunately. I believe the reference, the name of the video, is a reference to the book of Revelation in the New Testament, chapter 6, which describes the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Now, on the back of the DVD cover, it says that the movie is a primer for the uninitiated on the New World Order and the biblical perspective. And the film, apparently, is designed for a Christian or a Zionist Christian audience, and it seems to represent or reinforce the beliefs of many people, not just in the truth movement, but things that we've already accepted. Now, the film starts out, it says, and there's a gentleman playing George Washington, and it starts out, he's walking apparently from the White House, and he says, first they came for the socialist, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Now, these are the statements of a pastor, Martin Neumuller, and that is what the film opens with. Now, do we have Crystal, do we have her yet? Have you been able to contact her yet? Oh, okay. All righty. Anita, you're there. Anita? She's not... She's either muted herself or is not there. Anita, are you with us? Anita? Okay, we're still having some difficulties. But anyway, Anita, are you there? Anyway, this statement appears in the Congressional Record dated the 14th of October, 1968, and someone who worked in the House of Representatives for years says that the stuff they put into the Congressional Record isn't always checked for accuracy or truth or whatever. So, okay, they will let me know when they have her up. Apparently, she might have muted herself. That happens. I do that on a very frequent basis myself when I'm getting a drink. So, anyway, they are going to work with her so that we can listen to her talk about this film. Remember that the website is beholdapalehorse.tv, and we are going to break. Hopefully, we will have her after the break. Be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest this hour is Anita Untersee, the executive producer of the film Behold a Pale Horse, and it is produced by Heartland Pictures. Chuck Untersee wrote and directed the film, and yes, there was one created back in 1964 by the same name. It's a commercial film. The website is beholdapalehorse.tv. Anita, are you there? We still don't have Anita. So I'm okay. Not sure what... Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm glad, because I don't know that I could have continued this for the whole hour. All righty. Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And it says that on the back of the DVD that the movie is a primer for the uninitiated on the New World Order, and it gives a biblical perspective. So I'm assuming that the film was designed more for a Christian or Zionist Christian audience?
Yes. I guess you could say it's for all audiences. Our point of view is this whole problem that we have in our world and also in our republic is a battle of good versus evil.
Okay. Has the film been well received in the truth movement?
Happily it has. It's a little bit different from the average documentary you see because it does include historical reenactments, and it has all the major people who are in the truth movement, as well as the prophecy point of view, the biblical prophecy, which is the title, Behold a Pale Horse, of Revelation 6:8. So it has a different approach, I think, than most documentaries that you see out there.
Okay. Now, you feature some very notable and interesting people in the film, General Jerry Boykin being one of them. Now, he is the former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, and he gave a presentation at the Good Shepherd Community Church in Boring, Oregon, in June of 2003. And it was one of many such events. And during this multimedia presentation that he gave, he stated, and let me quote, "Now ask yourself, why is this man in the White House? The majority of Americans did not vote for him. Why is he there? He's in the White House because God put him there for a time such as this. God put him there to lead not only this nation, but to lead the world in such a time as this," unquote. Then he further stated, "We're in the army of God, in the house of God, kingdom of God, and have been raised for such a time as this," unquote. And this is reminiscent of the Old Testament phrase from the book of Esther, which states, "And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this," unquote. So, he is in your film. Do you, are you endorsing what he said about George W. Bush at the time of the beginning of the Iraq War?
As it turned out, George Bush turned his back on General Boykin, and he has been marginalized, really. He spent 30 years in the military defending people's right to express their opinions, and then when he expressed his in uniform about the Muslim threat, he was asked to step down. I don't endorse everything he or anybody else in this movie says. The reason we had General Boykin in there is because he has a very convincing presentation on Marxism and socialism, and he knows about it because he was a founding member of Delta Force, commander of Special Forces, and he also the school of this, I can't remember the exact name of it, but started the school that all the different Special Forces go to study insurgencies and Marxist insurgencies. So that presentation is what we were primarily interested in, and also the fact that he is a three-star general who was willing to stick his neck out and be a part of this thing. You just don't find people who are a part of the military that want to step up and talk. So, no, I can't endorse everything he says, particularly something he said back in 2003. But what he says in our movie is very appropriate, I believe.
Okay. Well, this was right after the invasion of Iraq, and so I was just wondering if he believes that the invasion of Iraq was a good thing.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. Probably being a general and part of that whole administration, he probably did. He believes in what he does, and I don't know if he's changed his opinion on all that at this point or not.
Right. Now, he talks about creeping Marxism, the bailouts, Obamacare, and many other issues that concern a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And we intercut him with another woman who's named Elena Chita, who is a Romanian survivor. She left Romania. She and her husband and young son escaped, back in the 60s. And she is in a position, and so are any of the other people from that time, in a position to see in a different light what is happening in our country and compare it to what happened to them. And it's very moving her story is very moving, and what she says in the film is also. So I thought it worked really well to have General Boykin talking about creeping Marxism and then what she had to say about it.
Right, right. And that was very well done, the way that you kind of, interspersed them and that was very well done, I think. Now, you start the movie out with a statement by Pastor Martin Niemöller.
Right.
About first they came for the socialist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I mentioned, I don't know whether you heard me, but the film seems to represent and reinforce the beliefs of many people, not only in the truth movement, but brings things out that we've all readily accepted. And so why did you begin the movie with that statement from the pastor?
Well, the statement is, I'm not sure I can remember it exactly, but yes, it's first they came for the communists, but I was not a communist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the Jews, or I guess it was last they came for the Jews. I was not a Jew, so I did nothing. When they came for me, there was no one left. And the obvious point is you can turn your back on all these other groups and people because you're not a part of it until it turns on you, and that's, to me, that's the way things are happening now. It's marginalizing one area, one group of people, and taking them away. And that is what happened in World War II. That's what Niemöller was talking about.
So what I'm asking, are you endorsing the government's version of World War II in this movie?
No, not really. We don't really endorse the government version of much of anything, so no.
But that is the government's version of World War II.
I don't really agree with that. I think that in Germany, that little by little, the people were the Jews, for instance, were put in the ghettos, and then the ghettos were walled, and then the people were taken. I believe that happened.
Well, that's the government's version. But let's go on. Let's talk about some of the other people. Let's talk about
I'm
some
not
of,
a historian here, particularly.
Okay. Yes, agreed. Now, you feature Charlie Daniels. I'm not much into country music, but I am aware of him. Now, in 2003, he published an open letter to the Hollywood Bunch in defense of President George W. Bush's Iraq policy. In 2003, he published his book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. On March 27th, Daniels criticized the Obama administration for changing the name of the war on terror to the Overseas Contingency Operation. He is also opposed to calling terrorism a man-caused disaster. Does this suggest that he believes the official story of 9/11, and is the official version of 9/11, the government version, the supposition of this film?
We didn't touch 9/11 in this film. The film is really a primer for people who have really not heard any of these things. My beliefs on 9/11 are different than his, and we just didn't go there with it. And I think if we did, we would have turned off a lot of people who they've never heard of some of these subjects. And so that would just be, oh, forget it and turn off the television. What someone says in a different, to get a star like Charlie Daniels or General Boykin, also a star in his own right, is not easy, and so we can't go with everything they've ever said or done and say yes, we agree with that.
Okay, Anita, we do have to take a real quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health?
In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and my guest this hour is Anita Untersee. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, you are. I'm proud of you for that.
Okay, you're the executive producer of the film Behold a Pale Horse. It was produced by Heartland Pictures. Now, Chuck Untersee wrote and directed the film. Is he your husband?
Yes, he is.
Okay. And the website is beholdapalehorse.tv. Now, did you produce the movie for television, and when did it come out?
We have just produced it for DVD release at this point. We are trying to get video on demand release as well, like cable release, that type of thing.
Okay, so you're releasing it to the general public or to...
Yes, yes.
Okay, so, all right. So you want it for a general audience, and so that's why you didn't bring up 9/11?
Yes, that's the main reason. There's so many points to bring up, and it's a three-part volume. We started with the major issues, which are the people behind the scenes pulling the strings, the Marxism and socialism way that our country is going, the state privacy issues, RFID chips, secret societies, that type of thing.
Okay. Now, another person that you featured in the film is Jim Mars, who is a very popular figure in the so-called truth movement. And he is a New York Times best-selling author. And when you approached Jim Mars, what was his response, and how do you feel he's contributed to the film?
Well, Jim knows a lot about the secret societies, written a lot of books about it, and so he was able to speak on that issue. We enjoyed working with him, but like any of these people, like the two you mentioned before, they might have differing beliefs on some subjects, but on the point that we had them talk about, we were in agreement. So I don't know everything about Jim's past, but I know what he said in the film are things that we agree with. So I guess you could say the film is our point of view, and the rest of it, what somebody else said 10 years ago or whenever, I can't really defend what they said or agree with it, for that matter.
Sure. Yes, and of course I did mention that Charlie Daniels talked about the war on terror. Now, do you believe that the war on terror is something that we ought to pursue?
No. Okay. I think the war on terror is... Well, I think the terrorists are our government, and I think that they are using that, the Patriot Act and so on, as a way to instill fear in people and to allow us to take, to allow themselves to take away our basic freedoms.
Exactly. Now, when did the movie come out? You just recently emailed the host on RBN. But has the movie been out for a while, or did it just come out?
It's about 2 months ago,
okay.
And it's on Amazon, and so I've got that. That's really where we've sold a lot.
Great. Okay. And so you're marketing it through various radio networks.
Yes, also? At this point, obviously the Patriot audience is our target audience. They mostly the Patriot audience, your audience. In particular, would know a lot about these facts, but they have family and friends who think that they're crazy or don't understand what they're talking about. And the idea was to give them something, a tool that they could show to people around them to say, this is what I'm trying to explain to you, because there's so many issues that it gets a little overwhelming.
Sure. Now, you don't think that any of these things are adequately covered in the mainstream media, or covered at all?
No, they're not covered at all.
Right.
The mainstream media, that's another thing that Jim Mars talked about. The mainstream media, are owned by five major corporations, and they control everything that you hear and see, and all the films, most of the music. I would say all the films. You notice I don't have theatrical release. I'm not out there in the major theaters, because this message is not something that the major media wants the country to hear.
Right. Jim Mars, the New York Times best-selling author.
Right.
Okay. Now, the film also features Joan Vian, who is a former writer for News with Views. She passed away on October 18th, 2012. And it was very sad. The people in the movement, we lost a very wonderful person. And she revealed so much about the United Nations and Agenda 21. She wrote the United Nations Global Straitjacket and Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. Now, she passed away in 2010, so obviously you must have... did you actually talk to her, or were those parts of the movie something taken from another venue?
No, we filmed her in 2009. We went to a Pastor Butch conference. She was there. We went out in the beautiful woods surrounding West Virginia area he's in, Pastor Butch is in, and filmed her there.
Okay. We do have a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems. Then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this hour is Anita Untersee, the executive producer of the film Behold a Pale Heart, a Horse. Sorry, Behold a Pale Horse. And the website is beholdapalehorse.tv. And so you filmed Joan Vian in 2009, so you've been working on this project for quite some time.
Yes, we have. And it seems to grow and grow because there are more and more issues to cover. So we've got it in 3 parts at this point.
Okay. So are you going to produce any more films, or?
Well, we are editing part 2 at this moment, and it will cover some different areas, the militarization of the police. And I can't remember all the things that are in that particular one, but it continues on with the same theme.
Okay. So the militarization of the police, how do you see that happening? Although that's not part of this film, how has that happened?
Well, I believe it's happened by the people that have been hired to be our police. I'm not saying that all police have this attitude, but I think they have been trained in a way to be more not helping. They're not peace officers. I don't think they think of themselves as much as peace officers, as someone to, well, obviously, to raise revenue by ticketing people and finding you, catching you doing something wrong, but also they're doing things like foreclosures, surrounding people in the house and dragging them out, and just brutal, excessive force not needed. And it's has to do with the training that they're receiving and the people that they're hiring.
Exactly. I understand that some of the Israelis have come over and actually trained the police force, particularly in New York City.
It's frightening to see this, and you can see it everywhere. I don't think that we can just say, well, this is my constitutional right, and they'll say, oh, okay, I'll leave you alone. It doesn't really work like that anymore. So you have to be very careful. We've seen what they're doing. Even the TSA, who has no right to do anything, is out there tasing people and overstepping bounds.
Exactly. And you said, of course, and I agree with you totally, that they used to be thought of as people that would help us. And even their uniforms, my word, they're all dressed as if they're going to war. It is quite intimidating.
I guess the most frightening thing is the idea that the forces might not be American citizens. And so if they've got citizens from other countries, that they might not have an allegiance to the citizens. So they would be more likely to do something illegal or carry you off or whatever than someone who was lived in your same neighborhood the way
Sure.
it used to be.
Now, when people, after they've watched your film, have they responded to you in any way? What kinds of emails do you get about the film?
Well, I'd say 99% has been 5-star ratings. We've gotten excellent, excellent reviews on Amazon and other resources. I've had people email and say, I want to show it to my group, my church group, my Tea Party group, or any other group that they're involved in, and we encourage that. And I've got a Paul Revere package, which is a way for people to show it in a theater. If they want to show it to their community, they can go to a theater, rent the theater, charge for tickets, and sell DVDs at that site. And we've had successful screenings all over the United States. So I'm really happy to see that happening, a grassroots effort to spread the word.
Right. Now, do you think that the Christian churches in this country have been exploited to support the military?
I don't know about that, but I have been somewhat discouraged about the Christian community. Individuals and people in churches want to see it and want to show it. But I can't say I've approached a major cross-section of Christian leaders, but some of the influential ones that I have approached have given the party line of we don't want to disturb everybody, and this, we don't want to get involved in politics and that type of thing. And that's where I guess the Niemöller quote, for instance, comes up, because in World War II there was the group of men who pastors who decided to go against the German Reich, and they refused to let the politicians tell them how to run their church, and that most of them were killed for it.
How do you know that? And what are the numbers, and where are you getting that information?
I know that Bonhoeffer was killed, and there were, I think, about 1,300 men that were in that movement that were killed. I read the book Bonhoeffer, and that's where part of it came from.
Okay. Now, since the churches are corporations, all the churches are basically corporations, that means that they really can't say anything against the government. So do you find that this might be a problem with some of the churches not wanting
Absolutely.
To?
Okay. Right. That is the problem. That is the whole problem. But, well, it's not the whole problem. The other problem is it's not a pleasant thing to talk about. And so they don't want to lose parishioners. They don't They don't want to lose their income stream. This is my opinion. And they're not all like that. Pastor Butch is one who he's in part two, and he talks about the 501(c) and what it entails and how it muzzles the church. So there is a group of churches. They're called the Black Robe Regiment, and they are that was in the first revolution where the pastors were very much a part of the revolution. They inspired their parishioners to take action.
Right. Yeah. There were even in the Civil War, which I believe that you referred, there was a reference to the Civil War, the so-called Civil War, in your film, or I may have mixed it in with some other film, but there was a reference. And right. even the churches prior to that war up north, because they were so secularized and socialized, actually promoted warfare to their congregations. Do you find that true now?
I don't know. I really couldn't speak to that. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. So what are your views on Zionism? Do you cover that in your part
No,
two?
No, we don't. I know a fair amount about it, but I have not. We're not covering that really to speak of in this in part two or three either.
Okay, because that is, I mean, that also has to do with the churches and
right.
And their support of warfare is
yes.
their affiliation to Zionism.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true.
And do you find that good or bad?
I am still not knowledgeable enough about it. I understand the philosophy behind it, but I don't think it's good at all.
Okay. All righty. And of course, we know, I don't know whether you're aware of this, but when the U.S. invaded Iraq, and when the U.S. invaded Libya, they confiscated all of the gold.
Yes.
And that's something that we don't hear about. Do you cover that at all in any way?
No. No, we don't.
Okay. And of course, they did that the same thing in all the other countries that we've invaded, that the U.S. military has invaded, whether you're talking about Vietnam, whether you're talking about Iraq, whether you're talking about Korea, whether you're talking about all the gold that was confiscated during World War II. And that was, you know, when we think of warfare, we usually think of an economic situation, because all war is economic and seizure of resources. Do you find that to be the case?
Yes, I agree with that. I don't want my sons serving for that reason, but it's not something that we tackled in this movie. One of the biggest problems we have right now, I think, is Agenda 21 and its implementation across the country.
Okay, so talk to us about Agenda 21. And I know that Joan Vian talked about that extensively. So tell our listeners how that was covered in this movie and how that might help the viewers of your movie to understand that more clearly.
I think it would be important for viewers to understand that Agenda 21 is across all states, across all party lines, across all the world, and it is, of course, United Nations agenda. It was established in 1993 when George Bush went to Rio de Janeiro to an Earth Summit, and the Agenda 21 program was laid out. It's on our website. You can look at the documents, over 400 pages long, but the idea of it is to really create United Nations rules across our sovereign country, and we have accepted it and it has been infused into all the different government agencies from the federal to state to even local levels in every county across the country. There's been a few that have kicked it out, and as we make people more aware of what this agenda is, I think we have more of a chance to get rid of it. But at this point, it is the basis for a lot of the regulations that are being put into place.
Right. Do you cover the Earth Charter?
No, not really.
Because that is kind of a big factor in Agenda 21, and they basically are really trying to get rid of Christianity.
Right.
You cover that?
Not in a whole lot of detail, because there's such a limited amount of time to speak on that. On the whole, you could spend hours and hours talking about all the different areas that Agenda 21 covers, but it would like to promote a one-world government. We are seeing that happening, and there's a mixing of Christianity and Islam. It's called Chrislam. It's being some of the major big churches, mega churches, are encouraging this because we want to get along with everybody, and so we're giving up our beliefs to meld in with Muslim beliefs.
Does it bother you that we don't have a nativity scene at the White House any longer?
Yes, it does. It bothers me a lot. I'm happy to say in my little town I see a little Christmas tree going up, and I see the words Merry Christmas across the highway, but I know that's not the case in a lot of cities, and I think it's outrageous and wrong. And if we can't stand up for something as basic as our holidays, Christmas and Easter, it's our own fault.
So you think that they should not be putting the menorah up at the White House?
I don't have a problem with the menorah. It's part of the Judeo-Christian religion, but I think that the nativity scene, I mean, Christmas to me, I mean, I'm a Christian, so Christmas is a sacred holiday for me, and I want the nativity scene there because it's celebrating the birth of Christ, even though I know it wasn't really on December 25th and all that. But all right. Let's pick a day and let's just celebrate. It doesn't matter if it's January 1st or June 1st or December 25th. We pick one day, and that's the date we celebrate it.
Right. Now, Judeo-Christian, the term came into being after World War II, because before that, I mean, they are Judeo, the Judeo doctrine, dogma, is quite the opposite of Christianity.
Well, to me, I think of it, I guess I may be misstated, because I think of it as the Old Testament. So the Jews were the chosen race of the Old Testament. So that's where, that's what I'm talking about. So I guess people who are still Jews want to celebrate with a menorah.
Okay. And it doesn't bother you that we can't have the, because of certain things, that we can't have the nativity scene up instead of the menorah.
I think that's totally ridiculous. Christmas is Christmas, and Hanukkah is a whole different holiday. So
right. Now, do you cover in your number two the Maurice Strong and some of his activities and behaviors?
No.
Okay, because he's the one that really promoted the Agenda 21 at that conference, at the conference the mm-hmm. Earth Summit conference.
No, I don't know.
Okay, you probably haven't gotten into video two that much then.
That's true.
Okay,
but we did introduce Agenda 21 in part one. We've got Michael Shaw talking about it. And Michael Kaufman, who shows a map of the United States and how sustainable development, which sounds great, but is actually taking away private property rights as fast as they can. And it, the map shows where the wildlands and wetlands have been established, and there's less and less area where humans are allowed to live, and the rest of it is going to be held back, supposedly, for wildlife and wetlands to preserve the land.
That is just amazing that they would go that far. Do you think that... we're going to a break. We'll pick this up on the other side. So be right back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this hour has been Anita Undersea. She is the executive director or the producer of the film Behold a Pale Horse, and her husband wrote and directed the film. We were talking about the clearing of land. How do you see the government clearing land from the current population in order to return certain areas of land to wetlands or to wilderness?
Well, they have already begun doing it, particularly in the West, by just not granting permits for people to build and do different things on land and on areas they're calling wildlife corridors. They're just slowly starting to implement it. We lived in California for over 20 years, and we were surrounded by national land. There was a mountain ridge behind us that was owned by the wildlands, the National Conservation Program. And you couldn't sell the land to anybody but to them. That's pretty much the way that worked. And they've really done it on the West Coast a lot more than out where I am, which is Texas. People don't realize it's happening here too. And it'll just be little by little. They're, of course, encouraging people to donate their land when they die to the national conservation. They're giving tax breaks and so on for that until there'll be nothing left.
I know that the Nature Conservancy is asking people to donate land to them, and then they turn around and give it to the government. And they've done that quite a lot for a good many years. That is amazing. When you look at how much land the government owns, you think, no way. How did they get all of this land? And what used to be publicly owned is now privately owned. And or vice versa, I should say. And you wonder how it occurred. Now, do you think that the government would use, like, weather warfare to clear off land?
Sure. They'd use whatever means possible, and that's one of them. Another thing we talked about was the global warming hoax and how the carbon taxes, which are going to be implemented, I think, in 2013 across all the world, but mostly in the United States, and will be suffering the consequences of it. And it's shocking to me how people buy into this whole idea and think that it's a good idea. We need to do this.
Right. And also you mentioned the RFID chips, or Dr. Albrecht talked about that. And that is amazing that people are going to, you know, accept these things.
It's really depressing. They are putting it in the light of, this is good for you. I've seen some commercials, we probably all have, of showing Alzheimer's patients and older people, they need a chip in case they get lost, and you need to chip your children in case they get kidnapped, and these type of things. It's just completely ridiculous. And now the idea that it will hold all our records, our medical records on there, so it'll be convenient for us.
Sure. They always sell things to us as something that will benefit us.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for being on my program today. I really appreciate it. And hopefully the movie will sell very well and you'll be very, very satisfied. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.